Good to see some of these kids up here singing for the Lord. I'm always reminded sometimes when I look across the crowd, some of them that was 8, 9, and 10 years old is in the sound room and dating, and all of them's pulling in cars. And then they'll get up here and sing, and other ones that I was there when they was born singing specials and professing salvation and singing songs that I ain't dying and going to hell. Amen. Now that's a blessing. I don't know about you. The reason we preach and the whole reason we live for the Lord, all of us, is to try to help people to find Jesus Christ as their Savior so they won't die and go to hell. Amen. And it's good when God uses us to be a help to other people. And not just us, you know, I think a lot of times you have to be real careful not to take any of the credit, because the Bible said one planteth and one watereth, but it's God that gives increase. If there's any increase in anybody's life, God will be the one that will be at the forefront doing the increase. Amen. I mentioned to my Sunday school class this morning, and it don't happen too often, but it did happen. I sort of tore between two verses. Thought I was going to preach this morning out of the book of Matthew chapter 11, which is where we're at in Sunday school, and I guess that'll be held for another day. But I want you to take the word of God and turn with us to the book of Joshua this morning. The book of Joshua chapter 7, starting at verse 1. Just want to read a few verses there. You can go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word. And you pray this morning that God would use this to touch all our hearts. And a lot of times we'll study on something, God will show us things that's a help to us as a Christian or a pastor or in whatever aspect of life, a dad or a father or whatever. And sometimes I don't pass them on to you. I feel like, Brother Matter, they're just for me, that God is trying to help Jeff be what Jeff needs to be, and everybody don't need what Jeff needs. Then there's other times God will show me things, and I feel like as he impresses it on my heart later that it'd be something good everybody needs to hear, and that's where we're at this morning. So I want to read these few verses of Scripture, starting in verse 1 of chapter 7. The Bible said, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebaram, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water." And I believe that'd be all that we read this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you again, Lord, for allowing us to be in your house this morning. I thank you, Lord, for this good number of the people that's gathered together, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, our hearts have been moved, Lord, by the choir singing, as it always is. And Lord, we're thankful for all of our children, Lord, that you're using them, that they're being raised up in the house of the Lord to learn the ways of God. And I pray, Lord, they'll always stand strong and do that, Lord, that you'd have them to do. I pray, God, you'd be with those that's not able to be with us this morning. Lord, those that are shut in, sick and afflicted, some's at the hospitals, and some, Lord, are dealing with death in their families and their homes. And we pray, God, that you'd comfort them and be with them. And Lord, I pray, Lord, you'd help us now this morning to be a help to your people. Lord, you know what all of us needs, and certainly, Lord, we need it all. We need the whole Word of God. And I'm thankful, Lord, the things that you show us that'll help us to be what we need to be. And Lord, I pray, Lord, it'd be a help to them. Help us all to realize, Lord, we're nothing without you. But Lord, through Christ Jesus, we can do all things. through Christ that strengthens us. Have your way, Lord, in this remainder of this service this morning. And anything's accomplished in our life or the lives of those that are here. And Lord, if hearts are moved to come to the altar, Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you, Lord, for it's all because of what you did at Calvary that allows us to have this opportunity. For it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Here in chapter 7, starting in verse 1, they just got done battling against Jericho. It's a very well-known story where the Bible talked about how Jericho was a well-walled city. Now that it was a city built for war and battle, Brother D.B., they could fight off the enemy on every hand. But we remember the story that God used the children of Israel as they was the leadership of Joshua to march around the city one time every day and seven times on the seventh day, which made a total of 13 trips they made around the city, and the walls come tumbling down. We know that Jericho, if you'd have it, was a great fortified city. I want you to keep that in mind, because a lot of times in our Christian walk, and this is what I feel like the Lord wants all of us together on this, it seems like when we're really going through something spiritually, a battle, Brother Troy, that we put on the armor of God, that we know we're fighting against Satan, that we know we're in the valley, that we know things is coming against us. Have lost a job or experiencing things in our life, and we begin to find ourselves in a spiritual warfare, in a spiritual battle, brother, where we begin to lean on the Lord more than we have in days gone by, and God brings a great victory, and the walls come tumbling down. Praise the Lord, and we get victory on whatever it is that's in our way. But if the Lord will help me bring it out, the way he showed it to me, it'll be a help to you. They left Jericho. They had won. They had taken down this great city. And they was moving next on to Ai. Now you'll remember the years gone by. They had sent men in to spy out the land. Brother Troy, you know what they said? We can't take the land. We're not going to be able to take it. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. These men, they're so big, they're giants. We're not going to be anything against them. And God was displeased with that. God had already told them that he was going to give them the land. The land belonged to them. All they had to do was trust God and go in and get what was theirs. Brother Brandon, we find right the opposite circumstance. They have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The older ones that didn't want to trust God have died out. The younger generation has rose up, and they decided they're tired of wandering in the wilderness and go in, and they take Jericho, and they become victorious. Their confidence is high. They're rolling along good. I thought about years ago, Brother Manor, one of the two greatest defeats that I ever experienced in my life was one time when we played football and we was undefeated and nobody had even scored a touchdown on us, and we began to get so confident that nobody could beat us. Brother Troy, that not only did the team didn't get beat by anybody, and then we got dominated. Amen. A third about this, and I look back on it now, and that day I wasn't glad it happened. But I'll tell you, sometimes I'm glad we have defeat. Amen. I might not even be saved. Might not be married to the woman I'm married to. It might not even be a preacher. And things went different. I don't know. But I do know this. That Brother Trials ranked pretty high. This was the other great defeat that I took. I was ranked real high in wrestling. Up to where I got where I was ranked up in the top in the state of Georgia. In my weight class, and I won region, and I went to state and won, and won again, and won again. And not only was I winning, Brother Mallory, but I'd take them down and let them up on purpose. I'd take them down again. And some of you don't know much about wrestling. There's a difference in a technical pin and a pin. A pin means you're strong enough to hold a fellow down. A technical pin means you get so far ahead in points that they ain't no need to carry the match on, and they stop it. The first four matches I had in state, they stopped every one of them. I was so far ahead, and I remember walking around and looking at the wrestling bracket, Brother Glenn, and it was like eight of us left. And I thought, well, here we go. The state championship. Yeah, Clark. You know, I got so confident, I'd already beat all seven of them guys. Brother Matt, I wasn't even worried about it. I wasn't even thinking about them. I already had pictured a crown on my head. Number one, standing on a platform. But what I wasn't ready for was that boy was ready for me. That was next. But I wasn't ready for him. It's the only match in all 4 years. I hate to say it was the last one too. I was a senior that year. Out of 4 years of wrestling, even as a sophomore when I started, I wrestled three matches and got pulled up to the varsity team and finished out the season as a sophomore. And I never had a match where I didn't score a point until that match, the last match I was ever in. And I lost 5-0. And I'm going to tell you real quick what happened. I'm not preaching about me. I want to get to something here today because these are physical things that I experience. But spiritually, a lot of times, we get defeated after a great victory because we're so confident of what God's helped us do. And Satan takes us down on the knees because we ain't ready for it, baby. Boy, I tell you, I remember looking across that mat, and I remember him jump roping to get the work done. That's what you're supposed to do. I remember him hitting button lockers a couple times. I remember him walking back and forth, staring me down while I was sitting over there drinking the Coca-Cola and candy bar. And I remember exactly what was going in my mind. Like I did last time. And I'm just going to mop the mat up with him. Amen. remember that fella taking me down, Brother Mallory. And I remember staying on the bottom, all three rounds. You ever felt like you got took down and you can't get up? Amen. I experienced that. I was never on the bottom, Brother Mallory. But this boy had me on the bottom. And I couldn't get up, so I couldn't score. I couldn't take him down. I couldn't do anything. Because he had me in some holes. Where I was never down, Brother Troy. And now let's get to the scripture this morning real quick. Here they are coming out of their greatest victory. God has already promised them the promised land. Their confidence has gotten really high. Oh, they're just going to mow through everybody now. They done chopped Jericho down. Who's going to stand in our way when God's already promised us? There's so many Christians that's overconfident in their ability that it's so sad to watch them be took down by Satan. Peter was taken down. David was taken down. Adam was taken down. Him and Eve. Samson was taken down. Joseph's brothers was raised in the same house as him was taken down to do things characteristic of their raising. And we can go on and on and on. Brother Troy, people that was took down by Satan. And so here we have the children of Israel going toward Ai, overconfident, already counting. If you'd had a victory before it came. And you know what happened? They got tore out of the frame. They got chased back to the camp. 36 men lost their lives. Defeated in battles in our life that we should have won. I hope it. You don't get mad at me this morning, but there's a lot of people right here in this very church today, some of the best Christians that I know. But if sometimes we ain't careful, we got a lot of confidence on how close that we are to the Lord. You ever say we? Including myself. I've heard people say this, well, I would never do that. I can't believe he done that. I can't believe you don't think that you're capable of doing that. That's what I can't believe. Because your flesh, just like they were, and Satan's out to kill, steal, and destroy you, just like he did them. And if we're prepared for him, if we're looking for him, if we're ready to fight him tooth and nail, praise the Lord, with God's help, we can be victorious. And not only victorious, we can be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And God won the victory at Calvary. And because I'm saved, I won the victory. You don't have to be defeated. But a lot of times we come in and we say we got the victory, but we act like we've been defeated. I think we forgot we're on our way to heaven instead of hell. Amen. I think we forgot that we got a house that we're going home to this afternoon. That we Don't get overconfident. I've seen this time and time and time again, where people face a very big task in their life. And they'd be prayed up and studied up and armor on, Brother Matt, and they go in and they withstand the wiles of the devil and they win the victory. Only to find them 2 weeks later doing things that a newborn baby Christ wouldn't do. Or to find them out of church after one of their greatest victories. I've seen it, Brother Darrell. People be very victorious in one area and get overconfident in where they stand with the Lord and to be brought down to a meager affair if you'd have it. I'm not coming this morning to preach doom and gloom. I'm coming to tell you the Bible said keep your eyes open and watch and be ready. He said one place, he said, Satan goeth about like a roaring lion. That's seeking whom you may devour. Amen. You know, a lot of times we're so ready for the lion, Brother Mallory. I think about Samson. He was prepared for the lion. He had whooped thousands of Philistines. The lion was no match to him. I remember David said that he had grabbed a hold of a bear one time and got a hold of a lion another time. So many times I believe his confidence had got built up in his strength and what his ability, what he's able to do. But you hear me, the lion didn't get it. You hear me, the lion didn't get it, but the honey did. Satan in his place. I like what one of my pastors said years ago. He said, I'm not so foolish to think that I'm any match for Satan. He said, but I'm going to tell you something. I want him to know he's been in a good fight if he comes and messes with me. Amen. Don't just lay down and just give up. I want a lot of matches. I'm going to end with this. There was a lot of times I got the nickname Crazy Legs. And I didn't like that nickname. And my lady put a little smile on your face this morning. And I said, well, where in the world is he going with this? But Brother Matty, every time that somebody would get me on my back, which was rare, amen, I was like a bucking bull that somebody had shot. I went crazy. Amen. I'd kick and start doing that. Do everything I could to get off my back. I didn't want to lose. I wasn't planning on losing. If he won, he was going to have to beat me. But you know what we call a lot of them? A fish. And as soon as they got on their back, you'd see them. And their back might be struggling really hard. I'd get on some of them on the team and then struggle for a couple seconds. And then you'd see them go, like that. And they'd just lay back on us and they'd just sort of give up. I can't do this by myself. He's supposed to be in the backfield with me. Brother Nick was running back. And he said, I'm hurt. I said, you ain't hurt. Your feelings is hurt. Get yourself up off the bench. I need you. If you can't make it,
adversary around the house of the Lord, there ain't no need in getting out in the world and acting like we're some great Christian. You're no match for him. I want to come get a verse of song. I want to ask you a question. And I'm not preaching down to you this morning. I want to encourage you and help you. If you just come out of a great spiritual battle, a warfare, you feel like God gave you the victory and you've gotten closer to the Lord, don't think for 1 minute that Satan is going to leave you alone.